A group of Democrats spent the last weeks before Congress took its summer break pushing for a plan to earmark funding to fight the Zika virus. President Barack Obama has asked for $1.9 billion to research and prepare for Zika. But Florida Senator Bill Nelson says the legislation that came up for a vote wasn't a real solution.
Because it had all kinds of extraneous things in there, highly partisan provisions that were poison pills. And yet, this is how this Zika crisis is being treated, as a matter of partisan politics.
The measure included a provision that would have impacted funds for Planned Parenthood, a move Nelson says is nonsensical. And Florida Congresswoman Karen Caster agrees.
It included language making access to contraceptive services more difficult at home and abroad. It was really a senseless and counterproductive restriction when responding to a virus that can spread through sexual transmission.
But March of Dimes chief medical officer Ed McCabe insists the government will end up paying for the effects of the Zika virus one way or another, either through protection or care.
We're hearing that with severe microcephaly caused by Zika, it could be $10 million up to or even more than $10 million per baby. That's 100 babies would be $1 billion.
Meanwhile, in Florida, one baby has already been born in the state with microcephaly as a result of the virus. The child was born to a Haitian mother who had contracted Zika. Officials say she traveled to the United States to give birth. They referred the child to the state's Early Steps program.
And what this program does, the Early Steps program, is provides coaching and educational supports, as well as medical rehabilitation therapies, to children from ages birth to 36 months of age that are having developmental delays.
That's Robert Porcaro, Chief Operating Officer of the Easter Seals of Florida. The Department of Health contracts with the Easter Seals to run local Early Steps programs. But is the program ready to provide that care to a potentially growing number of children born with microcephaly?
Well, it's an interesting question. I believe that we will be. I would say as of this second, probably no.
Funding for Early Steps comes from both state and federal sources. And while a few years ago, Florida funding for the program seemed questionable, Porcaro says that's no longer the case.
The legislature did, as you may or may not be aware, last year infuse $13 million into the Early Steps program, $11 million of which is in recurring funds, and $2 million was in non-recurring. So the Early Steps State Office out of Tallahassee will be using that $2 million for special projects and what have you. But the remaining 11 went into each local Early Steps program around the state for service provision.
And he says that's the main reason Early Steps might not be ready for the impact of Zika yet.
The money is there, as the legislature had had the increased comprehension of the urgency and the need for the funding, but it takes time to ramp up. So as we identify more and more children with the need for the services, we have to expand the infrastructure. There are more service coordinators that are needed to handle the influx of children. There's going to certainly be an increased need for providers to be able to offer the services to ramp it up.
But Porcaro says he thinks the system is actively moving forward and will be ready when the need arises. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy.